You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Now your Oxydol wash will be whiter than ever before, the whitest white in Oxydol history. Because today there's a new Oxydol, new white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. It washes towels so white and fluffy you'll be more proud than ever to hang them on the line. And it washes shirts and sheets and table linen gleaming white, dazzling white. In fact, your whole wash looks so sparkling white, you'll say...
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
You're right. It's white. New white Oxydol gives you the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Wash your clothes any day. Dry them anywhere, even inside. You'll get that wonderful new Oxydol white in everything you wash. And that new whiteness will stay in your wash week after week for the life of your clothes. As long as you use new white Oxydol. Your colored clothes will sparkle and glow, too. New white Oxydol is truly safe. Washable colors, your pretty prints and cottons actually come out brighter. So try new white Oxydol right away. Your dealer has it now. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. The greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now... for Ma Perkins. Well, one night many weeks ago, Joseph met up with Miss Ann Morrison, the famous and beautiful photographer who's come to Rushville Center to take pictures of the town for a national magazine back east. Everyone thought it was kind of cute. The shy and generally retiring Joseph becoming interested in the glamorous, sophisticated visitor. But now the situation's gotten past the cute stage. Joseph is pretty sore at the town at the moment because everybody knows and is talking about a date he had the other night with the exciting, handsome lady. Well, we find him now down at the Rushville Center House angrily talking to Peter Skillet, the clerk. Listen.
Look, Peter, I'm in no mood for any of your shenanigans. Are you going to ring Miss Morrison's room and let me talk to her, or do I just go right on upstairs?
Now, I wouldn't do that, Joey. Hotel regulations, you know. Don't like our guests being disturbed. Folks running around the hallways.
I can't disturb Miss Morrison if she's not upstairs the way you say. Now, you're going to call up there or not, Peter?
Nope.
Oh, I ought to smack you one instead of standing around talking to you. You were the one who told the whole town about the other night, the state police picking me and Miss Morrison up.
Oh, Mr. Sinclair.
What?
Evening, Mr. Sinclair.
Good evening, Mr. Skillet.
Joey, here's Mr. Sinclair. Why don't you talk to him instead?
Well, Joseph, hello. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, it's nice to see you. Oh, any mail for me, Mr. Skillet?
I'll take a look and see, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, Joseph, I'm glad to see you. How's Ma this evening?
She's swell, thanks.
No, nothing for you, Mr. Sinclair. You got the mail this morning, didn't you?
Yes, I got that all right, Mr. Skillet. Thank you.
Joseph here was just asking for Miss Morrison. I told him she ain't in.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, she's probably out shooting some pictures. As long as you're here, though, Joseph, and we've met, how about joining me in the grill for a cocktail?
No, thanks. I think not, thanks.
Oh, I've been looking forward to our having a talk. Won't you join me for a few minutes?
Well,
Come on. The afternoon cocktail is a ritual one should never go through alone. We'll be in the grill, Mr. Skillet, if anyone should want us.
Okie doke, Mr. Sinclair. I'll fetch you if anybody calls.
Well, Joseph, I'm delighted I happened to come along just now. I'm very serious about that, wanting to talk to you. In fact, I think I asked Ma to be sure and remind you to give me a ring when you had a few minutes to spare. Here we are. Now, let's see where there's a table. Oh, yes, there's one. Now, I had a hunch you might be able to give me a few interesting angles on Rushville Center. Now, how's this?
Oh, swell.
Well, what's your pleasure, Joseph? To drink, I mean.
Oh, just a Coke, I think.
Mr. Finnegan, one Coke, please, and the usual for me. Thank you. Well, Joseph... the reason for my wanting to talk to you... Well, there are several reasons, actually. One, Ma Perkins is so fond of you, so very devoted to you. Naturally, being a fan of hers, I want to know everyone she knows and likes. Then also, well, they tell me you're a comparative newcomer to Rushville Center.
Mm-hmm.
Most everyone else has been here for years and years, and, well, I thought it would be interesting to get your reactions to the town, your impressions of it. It'd be an interesting sidelight for my story. You see, I'm rather prejudiced myself. Coming from a small town originally, this has been sort of a homecoming for me. But I wondered how friendly and hospitable I'd find Rushville Center if, say, I decided to live here, to settle down, make this my home, try to earn a living here. Now, what do you think about that, Joseph? How do you feel about Rushville Center, you being its newest inhabitant? I think you are, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Finnegan. The coat goes there. Sorry, Joseph. Now, go ahead with what you started to say.
Well, it's like any place else. Depends on who you know, what luck you have getting a job, and I don't know.
Well, now, you've lived other places than Rushville Center. How do they compare? Were they larger, smaller?
Oh, larger, mostly. City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They both have their advantages. City, town. It's just that, well, here everybody knows your business. You can have more privacy in a city, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's a virtue, and maybe it isn't. I suppose it can be a little like living in a goldfish bowl, living here.
Yeah.
But once you're accepted here, you're in. Now, that's quite a difference between what you have here and what Miss Morrison and I have to look forward to. Rush, 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 constantly from one place to another. Our itinerary of the past 5 years sounds like something of a cook's tour. And before too long, we'll be off again.
You're leaving Rushville Center?
Oh, yes. As soon as we finish all of our research.
Well, where do you go from here, Mr. Sinclair?
Oh, Palestine.
Palestine?
Mm-hmm. Then we've agreed to go to Argentina to do a story down there. Well, it'll probably be, a year before we return to the States.
Well, does Miss Morrison always go with you on these trips?
Oh, yes. You see, we're known as a team. Publishers seem to like the way she and I complement each other. Her photographs and my writing. She has a very excellent picture sense. She sees everything as pictures. People, places. It's interesting working with her, because she has such a perfect knack of expressing in pictures what I say in words. Oh, but here, Joseph, I'm supposed to be interviewing you and wind up doing all the talking. How about another drink? Would you like something beside a Coke this time?
Now, it's 20 minutes later. Joseph and Mr. Sinclair have finished with their drinks and parted company. And up on the third floor of the Rushville Center House, at the door to Ann Morrison's suite.
Yes, who is it?
It's I, Ann. Alfred.
Well, hello, darling. Entree. Oh, Alfred, how glad I am to see you. You didn't bring up a martini, did you, darling? I'm parched after being cooped up here all day.
No, we can have them send some up from the grill. Well, how'd you go today?
Oh, fine. Bulbus and I spent the whole day developing pictures. We got some wonderful shots, Alfred. Shots to do your beloved Rushville Center proud.
Oh, that's fine. I just had a drink with your young friend, Joseph.
Oh, how is the poor darling?
Rather unhappy, I'm afraid.
Oh, Alfred, what a pity. Mr. Skillet down at the desk told Bulbus Joseph had called here 4 or 5 times this afternoon. I was a good girl, though. I told him to keep on saying I wasn't in, just as you asked me to. Of course, it does seem rather cruel, darling, just clamming up. I mean, don't you think I ought to at least talk to Joseph? Can't stay cooped up here indefinitely.
And ordinarily, I'd say by all means see Joseph. Talk to him. and try to wind up your romance as painlessly as possible. But...
I know, you don't trust me. Oh, but Alfred, you forget I like the boy. I've never known anyone who could so arouse the maternal in me.
What makes you think he's interested in arousing your maternal instinct? Now, Anne, obviously you can't avoid bumping into him around town. But I certainly wouldn't go out of my way to see or talk to him. And if you do run into him, I hope you'll make it as brief as possible. Not build his hopes any. I insist on that, Anne.
Oh, all right, Alfred. Of course, someday, you know, I may resent your constantly organizing my life for me.
Now, look, Anne. You have a capacity for hurting people. You've done it before, and you're doing it again.
Have I hurt you, darling?
That's beside the point. I've developed an immunity. Now, Anne, where will it get you? Where will it get Joseph, your liking? He's not the sort to be content with half a loaf as I've been all these years. You can't do it, Anne. You can't afford the luxury of liking people and having them like you. Need I remind you, my dear, you're not free to like anyone.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
If you haven't seen that new Oxydol white in your own wash, you're missing something. Today there's a new Oxydol, new white Oxydol that washes clothes whiter than ever before. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash, the whitest wash in Oxydol history. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Even when you have to dry your clothes inside, new white Oxydol still gives you the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever seen.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And that wonderful whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxydol. It's really safe for colored clothes, too. Every washable color comes out sparkling bright. Now, your dealer has new white Oxydol now, so get some. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Need I remind you, my dear, that you're not free to like anyone? Those were Alfred Sinclair's words to Anne Morrison. Well, we find that his talk with Mr. Sinclair has a rather unusual and violent effect on Joseph. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company.